Place yourself in the shoes of Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, who had the very difficult and impactful choice to make this offseason. Does he use the number one overall pick he obtained from a trade with the Carolina Panthers to draft who some pundits believe is the next Patrick Mahomes? Or keep the status quo in place? Poles decides to trade Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a conditional late-round pick and will presumably draft Caleb Williams with that first overall pick. This gives Justin Fields a chance to start over and the team to reset the timeline on committing to the quarterback of the future. He faced a similar situation last year and he traded away the pick to the Panthers, who in turn drafted Bryce Young instead of offensive rookie of the year CJ Stroud. Their ill-fated decision afforded the Bears another chance to make the exact same decision once again. A year ago, the decision was more straightforward. How could you give up on a first-round draft so soon? It was pretty much a decision that everyone agreed with in focusing on developing the draft pick already in the locker room. Under those circumstances and set of facts, the decision was a wise one. We can agree on that. Fast forward to today. There is a whole season more to evaluate. Another missed chance at a playoff appearance. At some point, the results have to play a factor in the decision made. Justin Fields may not be solely responsible for the outcome of last season. Does not seem like he is their sole problem. But you are faced with the prospect of doubling down on the same strategy, realizing the results did not change and seeing Caleb Williams excel in a different uniform while you are scouting another replacement quarterback. As a sports fan, the difficult part is making the decision based solely on the record of the previous season. Also, setting aside preconceived feelings of responsibility for that record you associate with that player. While you may acknowledge growth, some fans associate winning and losing with a player rather than the overall team. In the case of Justin Fields, you can see the potential since he first took the field. But also the challenges that he still needs to overcome. Also, you can see that when he became the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears, they started his era by trading away any veteran talent that could net them draft picks and did little to replace that talent with the same level of production. The effectiveness of any quarterback is greatly impacted by those around them. Football, unlike any other sport, is a team game where players' outcomes are completely reliant on those around them. Receivers need a quarterback to get them the ball and quarterbacks need receivers to get open for them to get the ball completed. So, it is not as simple as just looking at the player's stats and determining whether he had an effective season or not. At the same time, each player is responsible for their role in the decisions they make. Did Fields throw to the best option available? Did he deliver a catchable ball? Did he allow enough time for the play to develop? All factors to consider. Back to the general manager's tough decision. Even if you come to the conclusion that the Chicago Bears organization did not do enough to give Fields a reasonable opportunity to succeed, you have a difficult alternative to evaluate. The first overall pick this year is considered to be a cannot-miss quarterback in Caleb Williams. In any decision, what path you select is also weighed against the path you overlooked. If Fields struggles again over the next couple years and Caleb Williams has a similar season as CJ Stroud, then the irreversible decision will appear to be wrong. A major wrong decision that will stain a general manager's career. Make the team an answer to a sports trivia question. The city of Chicago benefited from teams making the wrong personnel decision. Mainly Portland. The difference in this situation is that it is the exact same choice as last year but with a much better prospect. Many sports pundits consider Caleb Williams to be the next Patrick Mahomes, who is on his way to being one of the greatest players in the history of football. The talent shown by Caleb Williams is really undeniable at the college level, which hopefully will translate to a great NFL career. With all the arm talent and skill that won Williams a Heisman Trophy, it did not do much to win big games for the Oklahoma Sooners or for the USC Trojans. Both Lincoln Riley coached teams were strong on offense and weak on defense. So it was not Williams' fault. So he too has some of the challenges that Fields had at the NFL level. There are no guarantees in life or in business. Kodak created a tablet well before Apple released its iPad. Not many people knew that. How many general managers passed on Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and even Brock Purdy? General managers are paid to make difficult, volatile decisions, which some feel like these are educated guesses. Maybe they are. Maybe not. Back to Ryan Poles. What should his decision have been? I do not believe the Chicago Bears are one player away from contention. So, I am not sure it would make sense to pay a more expensive contract to a quarterback with still so much gray area. Rather, the more business-friendly approach would be to trade Fields to a team where he could continue his career with and use the first-round pick on Caleb Williams. Therefore, the Chicago Bears can put 4 or 5 more years before potentially paying a large contract to a quarterback and seeing if this time they can improve their timelines. While I believe that Fields has potential, the best decision is to restart the process. I believe he made the right decision. Now the Pittsburgh Steelers have two quarterbacks with one-year deals and high ceilings. We will see whether one is the quarterback of the future.
This is not Sophie's choice. The decision was difficult because of fan sentiment. Not really by the situational factors. Sure, the sentiments of those claiming that Fields never stood a chance or that the Chicago Bears were somewhat negligent from a football standpoint and they fielded a team around him. Even if both are true, the best economic decision is to move on from Justin Fields, draft Caleb Williams, and start to build the roster the right way around him. Either way, Ryan Poles will most likely not have the chance to implement the next fix. The only solution is really to prolong the timeline and start over. If you are Justin Fields, I'm not sure you really should want to stay under the circumstances that he has played under. The best thing for him might be to start fresh and play for a team that can build around him. See what happened with Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions. Although, Goff had more success and experience at the time of his trade than Justin Fields does now. Sometimes the best move is for both sides to start fresh and to move on separately. That is the right decision. A tough decision. But the right one.